This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The champions, Hugh Douglas.
And we'll keep on fighting.
We are at the parade for the Super Bowl champions.
They are dancing in the streets, Joe Giglio.
Literally dancing in the streets. The parade, from what we can see, has begun. I saw Jalen Hurts wearing his Love Hurts sweatshirt. Welcome back, Midday Show, broadcasting from the Assembly Rooftop Lounge at the Logan Philadelphia's Hotel. WIP's parade coverage is brought to you by your local Tri-State Toyota dealers. We'll get to everyone's phone calls here. 215-592-9494. Today's one of those days where everyone's all over the place. There's a million people down below us. There's a lot of people who don't have the chance to be here, Hugh, so we're going to be with them and kind of be your soundtrack. We want you to join us and tell us how you're feeling today, who you're happiest for as the 2024 Eagles get celebrated today. The best Eagles team in history and a team we're going to remember for a long, long time. All right, before we go back to the phones here, let's throw it down to Elliot. Elliot on the scene interviewing some fans. Take it away, Elliot.
All right, Joe, we're here. The parade is about to start in a little bit with my guy. He's got the victory cigar. What's your name, man?
My name's Trevor.
Trevor, how long you been here?
I've been here for about 6 hours already. We got here early in the morning. I'm ready to rock and roll, baby.
All right, so Joe, Trevor told me he had something to say. He promised no cursing. Let's hear what my guy's got to say.
Man, all I gotta say is the Chiefs are soft. They thought they were going three-peat. Ain't no way we gonna let that happen in Philly, baby. Yeah. I mean, we got dogs on the front line. We got everybody on the whole line. Come on, baby. Birds all the way. Let's go.
All right, can I end this with an Eagles chant? Let me get an Eagles chant.
I got you an Eagles chant. Here we go. Let me get my boys with me. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles! Come on, baby.
There you go. All right, Trevor, that you lived up to it. You lived up to it. All right, back to you, Joe.
Oh, we appreciate that, Ellie. How about that? I mean, Hugh, the crowd, that's just a snapshot of what's happening down below.
No, I like how Elliot said, promise you're not going to curse.
<I know. laughs> Just make sure.
Hey, just wait. As we meander through this parade, man, it's going to get worse.
Yeah, it's going to get wild, but it's a special, special night. 215-592-949. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Josh in Wilmington. Josh, what's up, buddy?
Yo, boys, what is going on, man?
Well, Josh, we are at a parade, buddy. It can't get any better than this.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. You know, in my thoughts this morning, it's like, let's reflect on just how great it's been, right? So I pulled the tapes on listening to you guys during the pregame show the whole season, which you guys did an awesome job at, right? And one of the funniest things that I remember this season was Hugh Douglas just having a lot of affection for Keely Ringo's mom during the one segment. It was quite hilarious. I came back from break talking about Keely Ringo's mom the one time. It was quite funny. But, yeah, dude, tons of reflection. I mean, well, I can't. It's 7 years ago when this happened before?
Yep.
And I was, you know, I mean, like, holy moly, it doesn't feel like that long ago. And, you know, this has been so awesome. I mean, like, I've had chills since I woke up this morning. because it's a day to kind of let the week get here and think about that last Sunday and that boat race that we just took them right out of the Superdome in. Oh, my God. Oh, I can't even. I don't have words today. Billy.
That's all right, you know, Josh. It's words. All right, man. I get that.
Tell you're doing a little bit alone.
Yeah, I get that. You know what today is. You mentioned it was 7 years ago. We had this moment, but that one felt like for all the years before, right? That one felt like for all the teams of the past,
yeah.
For teams like Hugh's team that got close. That was like a celebration of finally. This one feels like a coronation for the city and for the franchise. Like they're not just good now. Now everyone recognizes the Eagles are a great franchise.
Well, you know what, Joe? 100% couldn't agree with you more. And you know, with Buzz a couple minutes ago, like, he isn't lying. You see the amount of jerseys out there. You know, there are multiple players represented, and it just goes to show you, right? I mean, look, we've fallen in love with this group of players, and. I'm so excited for what's to come, right? I mean, I wish I had a crystal ball, but man, I'll tell you, both of you boys gotta admit, we are within a window where we could probably hang a couple more if things just kind of work out in our favor. But it sure does help that our main man Howie Roseman is sitting pretty in that front office, because you know we're always going to have a shot if that's the case. And man, what's to come is just so great. I'm so happy for everybody that's celebrating. You guys, just so great, man. Go Birds. Go Birds,
Josh. Appreciate it, buddy.
And long talking. But, dude, I have my, who I'm going to give my love to.
Who are you happiest for? Who is it?
It's Nick Sirianni. I mean, that guy was getting tomatoes thrown at him left and right. And
yeah, some figurative, you know, tomatoes. What, at one point, I thought it'd be literal tomatoes. Josh, man, we appreciate the phone call. Yeah, it is. I do feel good for Nick today.
A little bit long talking.
Yeah, well, he takes his cue from you sometimes, Hugh.
A little bit long talking. But see, at least when I long talk, I tell people I'm about to long talk.
You do. You almost apologize in advance. Like, hold on, I'm going to long talk. Yeah, I mean, it's hard not to feel great for Nick Sirianni.
But Josh, I give you a pass because you did say – you woke up with a lot on your mind, and sometimes, you know, you just have to workshop that thing. But we appreciate you workshopping it with us. We really do.
Well, that's what we're here for. We're here for you to workshop with us. Yes, Mike, today's the day. I do feel good for Nick Sirianni. I mean, Nick Sirianni, I think of all the people, he was probably the most outed.
You should feel good for him. You know why?
I tried to fire him?
Well, not only that, not just you, Joe, but Nick, a lot of people didn't like Nick. A lot of people didn't think Nick was the right coach for this job.
Well, I would say the day he had his introductory press conference.
Yeah,
most
and you know what was funny? What I liked about Nick, and I heard it early on, because I used to tease him about long talking in his press conferences. And I was like, damn, Nick speaks in stream of conscience. And I know that because that's how I speak. And
you relate.
And as he progressed through the season, you could tell that the message started to become more precision. It became more precise. And he was locked in. And that's what I appreciate about him. And that's why we're here having this parade today, because Coach locked in.
Well, yeah, and he was definitely the most doubted out of anyone. And a lot of people doubted Jalen, but Nick was at the top of the list. And I think the thing that impressed me the most is that it's not like he became better. Like, he got better, not just in
right before our eyes, those spikes.
Yes, not
right
just in the 4 years, in this year. Like, I think he learned between last year and this year. I think he learned between the beginning of the season and the bye week. I think he evolved, and I think that is one of the reasons that every time they faced adversity this year, they got stronger.
Yes.
They got better after the bye week. They
totally
got
agree.
Better after the Browns game into the Giants game. They even got better after the Jalen AJ passing game thing. And those are things that I expected to potentially derail them. And they didn't. They not only didn't get derailed, they got better.
The thing I think I appreciate about him the most now is he owned his new role. Like, it had to be tough. Like, he came in here as the play caller. When he was hired, he was supposed to be the play caller, right? And as time evolved, he lost that. Then they hired someone, a very high-profile offensive coordinator, to take over the offense. And, like, everyone joked, like, what does he do around here?
Yeah, they talk about, what does he do? He's like the cheerleader.
Yeah, but,
like, glorified cheerleader.
But he got really good at being the CEO and game day coach. Like, that clip of the mic'd up during the Super Bowl when him and Kellen are kind of debating, should we throw the bomb here? And he's like, just throw it. Let's end it. Like, that he picked out his moments to put his stamp on the game. And he did a really good job. I didn't see this coming because
no.
I just thought he was too emotional. I thought he just wasn't what they needed, and it turned out to be he figured out to be exactly what they needed.
You know what it was, guys? It's for the greater good. Sometimes you have to adjust even when you don't want to for the greater good, because at the end of the day, if you're about what you say you're about, and he's about winning. You have to look at it for exactly what it is. It might not be what you like. It might not be what you like, but it's what you need to do in order to be successful. And that's what he did. He did what he needed to do. He put his pride in his pocket. You know, he let us talk about the fact that he's a glorified placeholder. He went through those press conferences with media members asking, so what do you do? And he couldn't even answer the question at the time. Remember that? So what do you do? And he was dancing around it, tiptoeing around it. He embraced that, and he allowed this team to grow and flourish. And again, that's why we're here at this parade.
Well, I also think he had to figure out what he did, too. You know, when he stopped calling plays, when the offense was not his anymore, I think one of the reasons that question in retrospect sounds silly, but at the time made a lot of sense.
A lot of sense.
And I think as time went on, he figured out what his spots were and what his role was. And it does, I think, to an extent, free him up to do those other things and think about those other things and manage relationships and those sorts of things.
Yeah, and I think it took him like 4 or 5 or 6 weeks to realize I don't have to be as aggressive. I have the best defense in the league. And early, I think he was probably still in the mode of last year, which is I can't. And then once he figured out what he had, they never looked back. Let's go to Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence? Terrence, what's up, buddy? What are you feeling?
Hey, man, I'm in a parade right now. Hey, man, I'm so thankful for the most happy for Nick Sirianni, man. Nick Sirianni, he went through a lot of criticism this whole season. And the Eagles, they weren't even the team that was missing a whole year. It was Detroit. It was Minnesota. It was all those other teams missing. So I think Nick Sirianni, like you said, talking about that play call that he called towards the end of the game. I'm so thankful for Nick Sirianni. Man, and the city of Philadelphia. The city needs this, man. It's so special to see everybody out here, man. Everybody in unison. The jerseys, the Kelly Greens,
yeah, man. Listen, Terrence, he was doubted as much as anybody. Terrence, we appreciate it. Terrence is calling us from down at the parade site.
Yeah, it sounded like it.
I barely could understand it, but that's all right. Terrence wants to be part of this thing. All right, let's throw it down to Devin. And I believe Devin is with who? JoJo and Brewman? Part of Gilly's crew? Let's go down.
I know JoJo.
Yeah, let's go down to Devin.
Oh, Brewman.
All right, thank you, Joe. I'm right in front of the Art Museum steps with Gilly's. I know you as Broom Guy. Like, do you guys want to give me your names?
This is JoJo, and I'm Broomer, the Broom Guy.
We can call you Broomer. Your jersey literally says Broomer, and I love that. So you guys have front row seats to see these speeches. How excited are you?
Very excited. It's been the highlight of my life this past season. Unbelievable. And going to the Super Bowl, that was icing on the top. It was great. We had me and him, we had so much fun down there.
So you guys went together?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was great.
I have to ask, where is Gilly?
He's in the parade.
He's in the parade.
He's driving his car, I think.
Oh, he's driving his own car in the parade? Wow.
Eagle Mobile.
I love that. I love that. All right. So, well, who are you guys most excited to see give a speech today?
I say Coach Nick Sirianni. Yeah, I'm more excited about that because he worked his ass off, you know, to get to where we at today.
Barkley. Got to be Barkley.
Man. Class act.
Amazing man.
All right, guys. I'll let you go. Thank you so much. Go Birds.
All right, there they were, JoJo and Brewman with Devin down there. How about Devin locked in, ignoring Hugh, trying to interject?
Completely ignoring.
Totally. She's doing her job.
She's a professional.
That's a pro right there. Yep. That's why we can't trust Buzz with those
shout
interviews.
Shout out to Devin for being a professional.
I didn't hear Buzz. Was it bad?
Well, Buzz
there?
Had a lot of people screaming behind him.
Okay.
We didn't know if it was because they were in awe of seeing Buzz at the parade.
Yep.
Because he said he was wearing his WIP hat, so everyone knew it was Buzz.
He's one guy who definitely should be wearing a diaper down there, given his history, actually.
Buzz wearing it. Next time we talk to Buzz, I'll ask him if he is wearing a diaper. Yep. Yeah. I have to imagine there are some people down there with diapers. Again, it's a judgment-free zone. It's parade day. You want to wear a diaper? Wear a diaper.
Y'all been hanging around me way too long.
Dude, I wear a diaper during our show every day.
Because the weird stuff that I think about, because I was thinking about, like, when I came into the city last night, you know, there were some children conceived last night in the city of Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah. They're all going to be named Cooper.
Cooper or Saquon.
Yeah.
There's going to be some kids conceived after this parade, too.
All right. If you had a guess, 5 years from now, kindergarten has more Coopers or Saquons?
Saquons.
Well, see,
Cooper's a
it'll
more
be funny to see a little white kid named Saquon. No,
well, Hugh said that a few weeks ago.
See, you can say that because when I said it, I got in trouble for it. But I was thinking it like Saquon Brown or something like that. Saquon, what's a good white person's last name?
What's a good white?
That's a good question.
What's a good?
How about Saquon Gillio?
Saquon Gillio would be a little weird. Saquon Rubenstein would be a little weird.
Saquon, I need a Saquon Rubenstein.
How about Saquon Esposito?
Saquon Esposito might work.
Yeah,
we could do that.
Yeah. Cooper might work better over racial lines than Saquon.
Anyone could be Cooper. Yeah.
You know what? I imagine Cooper, because he's so young, he's going to be the teenage girl's heartthrob. Let me tell you.
And when he looks young.
Yes, he does. Because let me tell you, when he came to Chicken Peace with us and did the show, there was a lot of little young girls. It was like, is Cooper DeJean here? I was like, he left, miss. So, yeah, he's going to be the teenage heartthrob.
Yeah, he's only, I think he turned 22 on Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah.
He looks like he's like
18.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. Yeah, he will be. You could just tell he's going to be a very, very popular player around here, and he's obviously a good one. Let's go to Aaron, who's out in warm San Diego watching this thing. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia!
Aaron, what's up, buddy?
It's Fired Up Parade Friday, boys!
Yeah, it's a special day, Aaron, and it's So what are you? How are you consuming this? You're listening to us. You're talking to us. You're watching on TV. What's it like for you as we sit here enjoying this in the elements?
So I'm actually on my way to work, and I'm taking in my extra long route today. I'm driving down Pacific Coast Highway. I got the Pacific Ocean to the right of me. Just being grateful for the day, and I'm going to be listening to you guys all day. Be watching, trying to watch it on TV at work. But you know, yesterday was my birthday.
Well, happy birthday, Aaron!
And you know, it's funny. This birthday, this stage of my life, you know, you get that letter in the mail from AARP.
Hugh's
like,
about
oh,
that.
No.
I got mine
you
about
got
2-3 years ago. I got it already, dog.
But the wife says to me, "What do you want for your birthday on Monday?" And I kind of looked at her and said, "Honey, I already got the gift that keeps on giving. I got a chance to watch my birds beat the crap out of the Chiefs with my boys and my wife. I couldn't have asked for anything more."
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't think anyone could have scripted how good Sunday night went. And if you got to watch it and enjoy it with people you love, like it's the best. Like it was a completely stress-free Super Bowl. Hugh, those don't happen.
Yeah, I mean, and it was surprising to see. I'm not gonna lie, Joe. It was real surprising to see, but I was happy for it because there was a lot of anxiety for a lot of people going into the Super Bowl. There was a lot of legacies on the line when you look at it. Like if it would have went the other way, the show topic this week would have been, do we need to go find another quarterback?
Oh,
I mean, let's just call it what it is.
Aaron, we appreciate it, man. Yeah, if he had played poorly, you know what it would have been? It would have been, is this the Rams with Jared Goff?
Yeah.
Like a good quarterback, good enough to get to the Super Bowl, but can he win it with them? And instead, Spike, Jalen gets to have his day, and he gets to be the Super Bowl MVP, and he doesn't have – we don't have to have that question about him anymore. They can obviously win it with him.
Yeah, Jack mentioned the other day, what if Jalen Carter doesn't get home on that final play against the Rams? Like, that, you know, and there's a lot of things that could have gone one way or the other that changed the entire conversation. And talking about history with the Super Bowls, not only would the Chiefs have three-peated – but two of the three championships would have come against us.
Well, and those highlights would have lasted forever. Like, anytime the three-peat is brought up, you would have seen the Eagles in that.
The line between, you know, the beginning, you know, people are, it's always early to start talking about dynasty, but the line between a new era and a championship era and these guys just can't get it done is it's a really thin line, you know what I mean? And the entire narrative of everything changes because they win that game.
Yeah, it's interesting to bring up the Jalen Carter sack on Stafford, because that was similar to the Julio Jones non-catch drop in the end zone.
Yep.
And then they go, that Eagles team 7 years ago blew out the Vikings and then won a shootout with the Patriots. It's kind of similar, because in retrospect, the Rams game, Spike, was the toughest one.
Yes.
By far.
Yeah,
I mean, they really were that close to losing that game, and then they never looked back, and they dominated the rest of the way to win a championship. Do we have Buzz on Broad here? Let's go down. We have Buzz here. Buzz on Broad with a fan. Let's see that. Let's talk to Buzz down on Broad Street. Go ahead, Buzz.
All right, thank you guys standing by with
Ashley.
Ashley, would you like to tell the people what you're wearing here today?
I'm wearing Swoop's costume, and Dallas sucks.
You mentioned your husband's a Dallas fan?
Yeah, his name's John, and unfortunately he's a Cowboys fan. Boo!
So it's an interfaith marriage. How does that usually go on Sundays?
I win all the time, and his team sucks.
Is he out here today, or he couldn't stomach this?
No, he had to go to work like a loser.
So who's you guys come out here with today? How long have you been
on
here?
Valentine's
Day. We've been here since about to find like 8, else. And with my parents, my sisters, and my niece.
Who are you most excited to see out there on Broad Street?
Cooper DeGene.
Oh, here it is. The moment of the Super Bowl?
Yeah. He got his pick six on his birthday.
And who do you think is going to have the best speech at the Art Museum?
Why am I being ignored?
Hopefully BJ. We love him.
Buzz cool. is gone
Thank
Hollywood.
You, guys. I'll send it back up to you.
Thank you, Buzz.
Why is Buzz gone Hollywood on me, Joe?
Well, Buzz thinks Buzz is the man on the street now. He got to go up and deliver the card for Joe Shane. I mean, Buzz is big time.
I just want to say
can't get 300 signatures, but he's big time.
The guy whomever Buzz was just talking to, his girlfriend, she's about to find a new man today on Valentine's Day, because you chose to be a Dallas Cowboys fan.
Poor guy.
And go to work. When you get home, don't be surprised if your stuff is on the front lawn, bro, or her, where she probably going to leave. Because she's going to find her a boyfriend today. That's an Eagles fan.
Yeah, I mean, there's 1.5 million people here.
It's one and a half.
She could certainly find somebody.
She's going to find an Eagles boyfriend.
Yep.
Yeah, I didn't know where Buzz was going with that. He asked her to start the interview, do you want to tell everyone what you're wearing today? And I was like, Buzz.
Yeah.
Buzz, what are we doing?
Buzz is getting risque.
I know.
Yep. Edgy Buzz.
Edgy Buzz. That twist was inevitable, and it is here now. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. We are live today for the parade, broadcasting from the Assembly Rooftop Lounge at the Logan, Philadelphia's hotel. Our parade coverage on WIP brought to you by your local Tri-State Toyota dealer. The parade has begun. The players are making their way down. Sometime early this afternoon, they'll be here. Art Museum, the speeches will happen. We can't wait. All your coverage happening all day on WIP. On the other side, your phone calls here. Who are you most happy for on this special day for the Eagles? Who do you want to hear the most from today? Who's going to give that best parade speech? 215-592-9494. Your calls, and we'll check down at the parade with Buzz and Devin and Elliot and all the fans right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Hey, Philly, a great lawn is like a great sports team. It takes expertise and a little extra care to really stand out. True Green is the local expert in Philly and the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. They know a lot about keeping grass looking like a fairway, and it's more affordable than you think. They'll even match any competitor's price. True Green backs it all up with a satisfaction guarantee. Not happy? They'll come back between visits to make it right. Head to truegreen.com today. Let the pros do the work while you sit back and enjoy the results.
Oh, man, that's our coach. Are they throwing beers off the roof yet? I don't know. I can't see them.
Yeah, this thing has started. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Chiller, broadcasting from the Assembly Rooftop Lounge at the Logan.
Get the dumb button ready.
Philadelphia's Hotel. Man. WIP's parade coverage brought to you by your local tri-state Toyota dealers. Yeah, the dump button's there. Kyle's ready to go. We're ready to go. At least
Ike is back.
You guys are fine.
He's all like dumb.
Here we go.
When you guys exited earlier, Todd Harriman's and AJ Feely jumped on.
Yeah.
Immediately, AJ Feely spills his drinks.
Yeah, what is all this over
here? We have to dump him. That guy's a mess. Bro. Your ex-teammate.
AJ's having. And this is the main reason why I didn't want to come to the parade. Because I can't partake.
Yeah, Hugh, we're partaking, Hugh.
I can't partake.
Just start partaking.
Yeah, listen,
we're good.
Listen.
Wait a minute,
I went to the bar. I went to the bar just to talk to the bartenders and everything to make sure they were good.
That's right. You just take care of
that's the only reason.
Yeah, man, to make sure they were okay,
No big deal. Yeah, all right, 215-592-9049. We're going to send it down to Elliot in a few minutes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Yeah, he's interviewing.
I'm surprised he's not partying it up.
Well, he's busy.
He's a professional. Oh, he's working today?
And you know, the real people working today are Buzz and Elliot and Devin. We're just sitting up here having a good time watching this thing play.
Did y'all
out.
Find Buzz?
Oh, we found Buzz. Yeah, he's on broad.
He's okay.
Yeah.
Buzz asked somebody what they wearing.
Yeah, he did. A woman. Yeah.
And she said she had a boyfriend. Well, she had a boyfriend that was a Dallas Cowboys fan, and she said he sucks.
Edgy Buzz is becoming a big star on Broad Street. All right, yeah. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Let's talk to who we got. We got Monty. Monty is up on WIP on Parade Day. What's up, Monty?
Hey, not much, because I actually have to work today. So I'm watching
perfect combination.
The parade on my smart board in my classroom because there's no students today.
What?
I missed it, Monty. What'd you say? You called out of work or you're at work?
I am at work. We have no students today, so I'm watching the parade on my smart board. And I'm listening to you guys on my phone on the Odyssey app.
Oh, that's awesome. I can't imagine much
smart.
Work
you're
is
getting paid and not working today. I love
can't
it.
Imagine much work is getting done today in this area. I mean, the whole city's
it's
here.
Like me. I'm getting paid today, but I ain't working.
Well, that counts for us. This is not much work. We're not really doing anything.
Hey, must be nice.
Hey, I'm happy for Nick Sirianni, even though after the Tampa Bay game, I was ready for him to get shown the walking papers. I actually have a funny story where my freshman daughter goes to Pitt, and they were at a watch party. And during that game, they were calling for him to get fired. And one of the girls spoke up and said, that's my uncle, and sometimes even I want him to get fired.
Yeah, I mean, look, Monty, that wasn't the only place. I mean, there were a lot of places, a lot of people that thought Sirianni was not going to last. The season not going to last afterwards, and here he is, and he gets to be a Super Bowl champion. And Monty, we appreciate it. Ike, before you hop back up, we were talking
sir.
About the journey of Sirianni and how he evolved
Love
over the
Coach,
course of
man.
The season.
Love him.
I'm just so impressed how he flipped it around and owned his role, right? The Eagles changed his role, and he could have been bitter, and maybe he was a year ago. I have no idea what the guy was feeling. But he got good at what they asked him to do, and they wouldn't have been here if he didn't coach the way he did in the last two-thirds of the season.
Yeah, I'm going to look at it this way, fellas. Self-awareness from Nick Sirianni coming off of last year. Not him acknowledging, oh, this was my fault, I'm the reason this happened. But more or less acknowledging, I didn't do a good enough job to get us out of the rut that we were in.
Yep.
So I have, and if that's the case, I have to be willing to at least listen to alternatives as to how I can be a better communicator with my players. When adversity hits, I got to be more of a unifier and bring us together, because you don't want what happened at the end of last year on your watch anymore. So I give Nick Sirianni a ton of credit for having that self-awareness. He talked about leadership books he read in the offseason. And to me, it just it endeared himself to me even more. I'm one of those guys that if everybody's kicking on somebody, I'm there to try to defend them and help them out, right? So, you know, when Nick was going through that last year, I had his back. And it wasn't easy. So when that guy eventually turns it around and things start to work in his favor, I'm that much more happier for his success. So, yeah, Nick Sirianni, man, I never played for the guy. He was never my coach. But I actually root for him to be successful, because I think he's genuine in everything he does. Everything he does isn't necessarily the right way to do it or what have you. But at least he can recognize that and make the changes he thinks is necessary for the betterment of the team. And listen, he had to deal with a lot of stuff. The quarterback situation, it appears that relationship is a lot better, but I'm not going to sit here and act like they were best buddies over the last year.
Remember the whole thing in minicamp when it felt
Exactly.
It was such a simple thing, and it turned into such a huge thing.
And you know what, Joe? It's not easy when you're in his position when he has to take the high road for everything.
Always.
He always had to take the high road, and he was able to do that and praise Jalen and encourage him. And it, quite honestly, I hope Jalen recognizes what he has in the head coach. And being serious, like, I hope he recognizes he has an adversary for him. And Nick Sirianni. Nick Sirianni has his back.
I
hope he appreciates it.
I hope so, too.
Yeah, because I'm serious. Yeah.
Because I don't know if he does, you know. And
sometimes it's hard to tell.
Well, and sometimes, like, he really wanted Brian Johnson in there, right?
Yep.
Sometimes the people who you want are not always the best ones for you, right?
Yes. They're not the people you need.
Right. Yes. Nick Sirianni is good for Jalen Hurts.
Yep.
And it might not be the way that Jalen Hurts wants it to be, but and this year may not have gone the way that Jalen, the season itself, the way that Jalen imagined it would go. But I hope at some point he looks back on it and he says, we did that to get
together,
to where we were.
Yeah.
And I might not have had the NFC Championship game that I had and the Super Bowl that I had if I didn't have to take a step back and look at the turnovers and look at the other successful parts of the team. And I hope at some point he gets that perspective because it worked for him, you know?
Yeah.
And that was because of Nick in part.
I totally agree. And I like Jalen. I really do. But I think there is a gap there that he can close where there's a respect and admiration for the guy who's going through it with you. Like, Jalen and Nick Sirianni are tied at the hip.
And, you know, I think
forever.
Even though their personalities are so different, their stories are kind of similar.
Yes!
Neither were anyone's first choice to be a head coach or NFL starting quarterback. And then, guys, they also both had to take a step back. I mean, the team took away a lot of what Sirianni did and said, do something else. And then the Eagles said to Jalen, you're going to manage the game more until we need you to take over.
Yep.
I mean, it's kind of
and
funny
it worked
how
out for both of them.
Yeah, they're connected in this, even though their personalities couldn't be more different. Like one guy's reserved and one guy's freaking out on the sidelines every 5 minutes. But Hugh, it works. Sometimes odd couples work.
And you know what the best part about all of this is? We got a chance to see it. We got a chance to see it throughout the season.
Yeah.
Think about how this season started. Jalen talking about, well, I don't know. I didn't have so many different coordinators in my life.
Right.
I don't know. And then when they said, what about your coach? He all right. Remember that?
Yeah.
Remember all of that? And I know I'm making a joke about it now.
But it's like,
what do you think about your coach? He okay.
Yeah.
You know, they went through these different phases, man. Nick Sirianni having his Britney Spears moment when he cut off all his hair. Everybody, we're sitting at the pregame. We're like, this man had lost his damn mind.
Yeah.
Like, that was my first thought. And the press conferences and the ambiguity.
Stop, man. You're making me say it wrong.
And you're making me forget the word.
Exactly. I know the word you're trying to say.
Ambiguity.
Yes.
Of some of the press.
I couldn't remember the word.
And you know what the sad part about that is? I ain't had a drop of
it. Yeah, he ain't had nothing to drink.
Not yet.
Wait a minute. Say it again. I forgot already.
Ambiguity.
You're mad. Ambiguity.
I like my word better. Ambiguity. But you know, just everything that happened throughout this year.
Yeah.
Where we had to read through all of it, and people get mad at us because we talking about it, and the fact
stop being a hater.
No, I'm being petty. And the fact that BG comes on our show, well, not on our show, but
I know
on
what
our
you're
station,
saying, yes.
And he throw his receiver under the bus, and we talk about it, and we get called out for it. Like, why y'all talking about
Hater
it?
Hater Hugh.
Hey, dog. And now we're here
now, that was
having
Spike's
a parade.
Fault.
Yeah, that was damn show Spike's fault. Spike, we can't take you nowhere.
You forced PG to do that. And look what happened. They won the Super Bowl.
They won the Super Bowl, yeah.
Dude, I could have said, hey, PG, what shoes are you wearing today?
Yeah, he was ready to go.
He went for 25 minutes straight.
He had a plan.
Yep. Yeah.
And it worked. Hey,
and it worked.
And you know what? You know what the sad part about
that? Put
that,
that in the yearbook.
You know what the sad part? Any other time, you wouldn't let nobody long talk. You just let him go.
Dude, so I was doing the show with my dad at the time. And most of the time, we did not see eye to eye on what to do. Brandon started talking, and we both sat back and looked at each other.
Cook.
And we were like,
hey, yeah, let him go.
Hey, let him go. Hey, no, you said,
that
hey,
was
you know
good
what?
That you did.
Hey, you know what? This is great radio.
Exactly. That's the brand manager. Yeah, he knows. Like, let him go.
Yep. That was. It's rare it happens. That was one of those times where I started getting messages from people like, are you listening right now? And I'm like, immediately, I'm like, what?
Texting people.
Well, I was like, what?
Elliot. No, I'm listening.
What
I'm
is happening?
Y'all listening to BG right now?
I'm listening, but I'm not listening, right? So when I walk in the building, I was like, dog, did you hear that? And I said, yeah. He said, no, did you hear that? And I was like, no. And then he started telling me, and I was like, oh, my gosh. Yeah.
And
yeah.
I see BG's phone going off every 2 seconds while he's going.
So he gets up during the break. I'm like, bro, you know you just set Twitter on fire, bro. Like, yeah.
He blazed it.
He's like, what? I'm like, yeah, bro. Like, yeah.
But I don't think we're here if he didn't do that.
No. I agree.
I don't think we're here.
I agree.
But you know what the best was?
They won't admit that, but that forced them to address some issues.
Yeah, acknowledge that there was issues there. Yes. And they ignored it the year before when there was issues.
But you know what the best was? Because Ike's get me up to speed on what's happening, why the show's actually going on. So BG gets off the air. We can tell these stories now. Hey, they Super Bowl champions.
Yeah.
BG gets off the air, and he said, was that too much? And I said, dog.
Yeah. But
I said, don't worry about it.
Yeah, dog, we got you.
We're going to let you have it tomorrow, though. I said, real talk, bro. I said, it's cool.
We got to talk about it now.
He was like, dang.
Yeah, once you put it out there, we got to talk about it, bro. I had to tell him. I said, we got you, though.
No,
we got you.
No, but remember, because he came.
Well, we got to talk about it.
He came right off the stage, and he said, was that too much? Yeah, that was a lot. I said, bro, that was a lot. But, yeah, we're going to – and I said, just to let you know, I said, we're going to talk about it all. We're going to talk about it all week, but we got you. We're going to be as kind as we can be.
Yeah, it may have been 10 minutes too much, but it was great. It was great radio.
It was needed.
I remember I walked right over to Tucker, who was doing the video, and I was like, just very quietly, did you hear what he said there?
No.
Did you get that?
You might want to get that out there.
Yeah, everybody wants to make sure that we hear this all.
No, because it's like from your side, it's gold content. That's what you want. And from the ex-player side, we're like, man, I like, damn.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, we're like, damn.
I'm sitting in the parking lot in the car listening.
No.
When he ran in, because I'm
behind the stage, and I run in, he said, dog, do you hear this? And I was like, I hear him. He's like, no, do you hear him? And then I start listening. I was like, oh, hell no.
You know what it was? It was the elephant in the room that finally, everyone knew it. The passing game needed to be better. And then the ironic part is Jalen had his best two throwing games, the last two games to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, see, this is what everyone was feeling. And then he did it.
Yeah. Now, listen, like I said, they'll never admit it, and I don't expect them to, but it was the elephant in the room that needed to be addressed, and I think it forced them behind closed doors to have some conversations to at least clear the air to get everybody on the same page. Yeah. So you at least, even if they use BG as the scapegoat or the whipping boy in that situation where, you know, then it became, oh, yeah, that's just BG. You know, he's saying this and that and the other. As if almost everybody on that side was sort of turning on BG. But in reality, nobody said BG was lying. He made up the story or anything. Uh-huh. So while it was uncomfortable for everybody, and I remember texting BG during that time. I'm like, bro, it's all right. You'll get through this. We'll get through this, Storm. Like, they may not like it, but you felt it was needed, so I'm going to trust you. You're in the locker room.
Yeah.
So he felt it was needed to say. This is a guy that's always about unifying the team. And so he felt this was an issue that needed to be addressed. This isn't somebody who's looking to divide the team or create controversy.
Well, he's a guy, even though he's on WIP and we all love BG, BG will be the one to tell us, you guys are making something out of nothing.
Yes.
You're causing controversy. Yeah. So if he is saying
it,
right,
he must feel it's needed.
Well, speaking of that, I hope we get a BG speech today. I feel
dude, that's the one I'm looking forward to. The BG speech.
He ain't gonna say a whole lot.
No, I think he could.
No, because he is last.
You know what I can
see?
If anyone has that clown Mike Lim, some clown Mike Lombardi. Yeah.
BG
could you not see some clown Joe DeCamera from BG about Joe? Could.
Don't do that, BG, because we won't let it go now. Yeah,
I can see that. All right, let's go to the phones here. Do you guys ever talk to Spike? A different Spike from Bristol?
Yes, the female Spike. Yes.
I saw her, I think, one time.
Yeah,
she called us up.
Spike in Bristol on with us, which includes another Spike. What's up, Spike?
You talk to me all the time, and every time I talk to you, and it's Ike, who's, I love you, Ike.
Yeah, I love you too, Spike.
Ike always says, female boy, and then I have to go over and over and tell him how I have 7 sons and blah, blah, blah. So anyway, last time there was a parade on Broad Street, I was stuck in the burn unit at Temple University Hospital. I was still on Broad Street, though, but my son was in the burn unit for 9 months, and we had to watch the first Super Bowl up there in the burn unit, and I'm so jelly of you guys being there, but I'm so happy that yous are all together, and my love for the whole front offensive and defensive lines, I can't pick one. It's like, how do you pick a potato chip? So anyway, I want to send dissing her husband because he went to work today. You're not a loser because you work.
Well, you're not a loser for that, but it's tough day to go to work today, Spike. I mean, today's the day. Even if you're at work, I can't imagine anyone's doing anything.
Yeah, I think she was more calling him a loser because he was a Cowboy.
Oh,
yeah.
I hope so. I'll give the lady Spike a pass on that.
Yeah, but me and Spike, we had this conversation. This is a soft spot. We don't play them games, especially on Valentine's Day.
Well, that's right, Hugh, because you know about our conversation about
Spike don't like that side piece thing. She ain't like
Spike called back upset at Hugh a couple
she
days
ain't like
ago.
That side piece.
I heard that the other day.
Yeah, she ain't like that.
Yeah. I love yous all. Okay.
I love you too.
Have a good day, guys.
You too, right. Spike. All right, we appreciate Spike. It. Yeah, yeah.
I can't get Spike out of my head, though.
Yeah.
She didn't like that side piece comment I made.
Two
the
Spikes,
other day.
Yes.
What was the comment? What'd you say?
Well, I just said, like since today is Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's not go back down there.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm here.
Yeah.
I said, since today is Valentine's Day, I was trying to figure out which day is side piece day.
Oh.
Because Valentine's Day has been pushed back.
Well, because today's a mess, right?
Yes.
Like, who's celebrating today?
So Valentine's Day is tomorrow. So side piece day is Sunday.
Would you stop?
And Spike was like, "Nah, that ain't cool." And I'm just,
three married men here.
I'm just, I ain't married. I was, but what I'm saying is, no. And I was just trying to figure out which day is side piece day.
The parade really got it threw a monkey wrench in all this.
Yeah. It threw a monkey wrench in.
I'm gonna speak for all of us. We don't know which day is side piece.
I was trying to figure it out.
I have no idea. I'm angry at you're so disrespectful. Honestly,
we actually got a call from a florist who was trying to help us out.
Throw me under the bus, why don't you?
This is all your fault. All right, let's go down. Can we check in? Let's go down to Elliot here. Elliot's down at the Oval talking to some fans. Let's go down to Elliot.
All right, Joe, so we're here in the thick of it. It's getting more and more crowded. I am here with
Nicole.
And Wes. How long have you guys been out here?
About what time is it?
That's a great question.
About 9:30, about 8 hours.
Okay, so what does this Super Bowl mean to you? Obviously, what's crazy, it's their second one now, which sounds great to say. But what does this one mean to you guys?
It means everything. I mean, growing up as a Philly sports fan, with the Wing Bowl and everything, we thought we were never going to get a Super Bowl. And then now that we got one, we got two, you got the taste in your mouth. That's all we ever want. It's just to keep having this feeling. We were always so envious of all these other teams. And now that we have it in our own team, our own city, it means everything. It really does.
I grew up
love in sports because of the men in my life, my grandpa, my dad, and my uncle. My uncle was one of the biggest Eagles fans, God rest his soul. So the minute we won, my cousin and I, we just lost it because for us, this is what it was. Because he was sick the last time during the Super Bowl.
Sometimes Eagles fans can get a bad rap unfairly, but being here today, you can just really feel the love and the happiness. You've been here for a long time. What's your experience been like so far?
We formed a family over here. We're looking out for each other. We're holding down the fort for each other. Everyone's extremely friendly. We're letting kids in because kids are most important. But we become family over here.
Like this, the seats that are empty right next to us, these guys got here at midnight, and we were just talking to them, and they're like, hey, we got to hit the bathroom. You know, can you hold down the fort? And we're like, yeah, we got you. So, yeah, their seats are here. And we're all here for the same purpose. You know, we're all here to make sure that, you know, we all have a good time. We enjoy this. And, you know, you never know when it's going to happen again. And so you really got to enjoy it. You got to soak up every second of it. And so, you know, taking off of work and making sure we were here, you know, it's something we couldn't look past. You know, we had to do it.
Awesome. Well, thank you. Hey, it could happen again next year, too, with the way this team's going. Amen. So, all right, thanks so much, and back to you, Joe.
All right, thank you, Elliot. How about Elliot? Reporter Elliot on the scene doing a good job down there. You know what that reminded me of? So when he asked one of those fans down there what it means to you that the Eagles won this one, I think one of the guys said it means everything to me. It reminded me of this 7 years ago when Joe DeCamera had the same quote the day after the Eagles won.
It meant everything to me. Let's go to the phones. 888. I'm sorry to cry. I'm just very emotional.
That is the cryingest show in history.
We got a lot of
crying.
We got a lot of cries at the station.
It's an amazing amount of crying on that show.
And remember, that was crying from a weakened man who was just sick for 3 weeks and missed the entire Super Bowl run. You know, so he was small.
I remember
John
when I was.
Richie said.
I remember there, Richie said he's small.
I remember I was filling in for Joe a lot during that run because Joe was ill.
That sounded like that was personal, though.
Richie was like, you sound small.
So, yeah. Hugh, I was filling in for Joe a lot because he wasn't feeling well during the run. And then he called in one day. I guess he was getting better. And that's when it happened because his voice just sounded so different. And then Richie was like, he sounds so tiny and small.
I tell you what, man. It's as a man, you need to be in touch with your feminine side.
Come
you know,
on, man.
No, you do. You got to. You have to be able to cry and be vulnerable at times.
Yep. Right.
But damn, man, that's a vulnerable ass show. It's a vulnerable ass.
Well, even their guests. I mean, it's
right.
All the time.
I mean, that's what we're doing today, Joe. Make Kelsey Josh
that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing today, Joe.
Everyone's crying. Mean, it's okay to cry today if you want to cry.
Joe been around me too long.
It's all right.
Because he talking about the guests crying and whatnot.
Well, they are.
Well, yeah, Yeah, they do cry a lot.
PG cried. Kelsey cried twice.
It's
Richie cried.
Show,
the cameras cried.
Was it twice or was it three times? Are you talking about the time
Kelsey?
He cried? Yeah, he
Kelsey
cried this week.
Kelsey cried three times.
That's what I'm
three?
Saying, because he cried this week.
I think it was. I thought it was twice.
No, which two are you talking about? Because he cried this week. Are you
this
talking about the one? Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about.
Yeah, this week, and then I only remember one other time on that show.
Okay, but I'm just saying, he cried. I was like,
it's
damn.
A lot of crying.
Then BG.
Like,
then
damn,
Joe
though.
Has cried three
oh, yeah,
times
BG.
Himself. I mean, John Ritchie has the worst cry in the history of radio.
What?
Oh, that was a snotty cry.
Oh, listen to that snot.
He should have just blew his nose after that.
Cal had it ready to go.
Yep.
He knew we were going there.
Well, once you start with the morning show crying, you just got to keep going down the whole thing. All right, 215-592-9494. We will check in with Elliot and Devin again for another update on what's going on down live. We'll go live to them coming up in just a few minutes. The parade has begun. We're just a couple hours away from the speeches at the Art Museum. We're with you all day here on WIP. 215-592-9494. Broadcasting live from the Assembly Room rooftop lounge to the Logan Philadelphia's Hotel. WIP's parade coverage brought to you by your local Tri-State Toyota dealers on Sports Radio 94 WIP. When the game tips off, the NBA action is just beginning on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sports, because FanDuel is your home for NBA live betting. So even if you miss the first few minutes of the game or want to bet on a fourth quarter comeback, you can make your picks from the first whistle until the final buzzer. Plus, you can even combine your live bets into a same game parlay for a shot at a bigger payout. However you want to play, now is the perfect time to join. New FanDuel customers get started with $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to join today. That's FanDuel.com/GIGLIO for your shot at $150 in bonus bets. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.